Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Today on a chilling episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that is guaranteed to be the inspiration for the upcoming blood-flavored Oreos. That's right, Oreos that have the metallic and delicious taste of human blood. What happens when night after night, the children living in an old tattered home find themselves barricaded deep in the attic, unable to escape without adult intervention? Exactly what kind of twisted entity barricaded them, and why did it seem to want to cause harm to innocent children? That story and much more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to listen commercial-free and get access to advanced episodes weeks before they get posted publicly, and those are all ad-free, and then get access to the archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and a bonus episode on top. Every week, an EPP bonus episode exclusively for our supporters, and sign up to be an extra podcast person. You can do it through Apple Podcasts now. Just go to our page there and click Become a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra right there, and you'll get in on all of that. You can also do it through Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories if you like that app. Go for that, Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories, or our first home of the EPP, GhostPodcast.com. The links are also there as well, and you can also sign up directly through the website at GhostPodcast.com. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, so I have a friend named Amy, and she house sits and dog sits, cat sits for people. Mm-hmm. So earlier today she posted, so I really just house sat for a place that had a ghost dog. And so everybody's like, what are you talking about, a ghost dog? So she said that she was dog sitting for two black lab puppies, and she had to have a come to Jesus with the female puppy about her getting on the bed. She'd feel, and she said, I'd feel a nudge on the side of the mattress when she tested her luck with her snout, then the light plop of her jumping down over and over until our talk. About an hour after I feel the nudge again, I just holler without moving or opening my eyes and yelled, Lucy, no. A couple seconds go by, I feel the plop, so I sit up to push her off again. Both dogs are on the floor, on their floor beds, looking at me like the loony person I am. I thought maybe I dreamed it, but it happened four or five times through the night. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
So she's just feeling a dog that keeps jumping up on the bed, but there's no dog jumping up on the bed.
I had that.
And there's something... Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I had that with a cat when growing up, my cat Kitty. After the cat died, every night I'd go to bed and I feel that cat jump up on the bed like it did when it was alive. And I
there's a different feeling with an animal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's your cat. Yep. You know, it's a dog.
Yeah. And I never thought anything of it, honestly, until we started doing this show. I always just thought it was, you know, my muscle memory or I was looking at it in a different way. And at some point, though, I would go back to that house, stay in that room when I'm visiting. You know, we're talking years after I had moved out, and I would still feel that in that room. Now, the last time I went a year ago, I had not stayed in that room for about 9 years, and I thought, I wonder. It did not happen. But for a long time, it did. And that was very... It's a very distinct feeling. So I hear what they're saying.
It really is. And especially for it to get to the point where you're like, no. And then you sit up because you've like had it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're on the floor. What?
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes my dog will be, he always stays in the room with me. But he is like my shadow. He will not go anywhere without, you know, kind of herding me around, making sure, you know, I'm okay. He's like the Secret Service for me. He just needs a little earpiece or something.
That's so sweet.
And his paw goes up and like the bullet is moving or like whatever. I don't know what name he'd have for me. If I just turn around in bed, he'll be up off his blanket and then right there waiting for me where I come out of bed looking at me. And then sometimes if my hand's kind of hanging off the side a little bit, then I'll start feeling like the nose or like a wet.
You know?
And sometimes if you're not expecting it, it's kind of startling. You're like, oh my God, what is that? It's like, and it's just him. He's like, hi.
But just me. I noticed that you moved. I had to make sure you're okay.
You okay? You okay? You good? I feel like that's what he's always saying to me everywhere. You good? Okay. You okay? Good. Okay. Let's go over here. You okay?
You're in the bathroom.
You want to go?
You're in the bathroom.
Okay.
It's 3 a.m.
Okay.
Feeling okay?
Okay. I mean, I'm just gonna. I can sit
Needed
right.
To know.
I can put my head like on your legs. It's kind of weird. I know you're going to the bathroom, or I can sit over here. But I tell you, I'll do whatever you want. You just tell me, like, just go over there, buddy. Okay, okay. I'm here. Just walk around a little bit, make sure, and there's nobody in the room waiting to pop out at you. Take care of that right away. I really need to get him like sunglasses.
I love dogs.
He's my little.
I miss mine so much.
He is a funny one. Next story says, my name is Casper C. I'm a mental medium and I've been looking for answers and connection for what happened to me ever since I grew up in a haunted house from birth to the age of 13. And by the way, the dog just came over and nudged my leg because I think he knew we were talking.
Oh, we okay? I heard you talking about me.
I'm petting him as I read this. I can recall things other people can at early ages, including the first day I was born. The first nightmare I had was before I could walk or speak at the age. I'm only a few months old. I remember three identical men would spin my crib like a carnival ride. As I reached age 5, I could begin to voice my concerns like wanting to sleep with the lights on. I had nothing but repeating nightmares and didn't have normal dreams until I was older. In that house, it felt more intense than just being watched. It could be described as someone you can't see or hear yelling at you 24/7. Waking up with the bruises and scratches was normal, and being bruised and scratched from my family was normal too. I could differentiate the two, but became used to it all. I was born with depression, and so with everything going on at home, I became an outcast in all aspects of life. At age 5, I attempted suicide by contemplating jumping out a window. I was sent to a psychiatrist and medicated heavily at age 6. I always felt the medication was to stop my crying from all the abuse. So it was more convenient for my family rather than holding them accountable for their actions. I have depression, but my mind and rationality are rock solid. My personality is very factual. I love science. I have no other mental illnesses other than my depression. My entire family never got help about the paranormal things, even though we all lived with it, including my parents hearing things. It was just the norm, along with the abuse. I'm the youngest in my family and got the worst of everything, but fortunately, am only one in my family with a good soul. The occurrences I can go on and on about. I'd start with the daily occurrences. If you place something down on the carpet, maggots would rise up out like bugs. Do under rocks. This occurred all throughout the house. The basement had a crawl space that was open concept, and when you went down, it felt like an animal. It was a wild animal man in there always. Things would always crash and break in the basement, even when no one else was home, and even when we were home with no explanation. At age 7, I remember it sounded like a large man smashing things in the basement, and only me and my siblings were home. My siblings checked and no one was down there, but then they ran up the stairs screaming when a tool tray fell near them. We grabbed the pets and waited at the park until our parents got home. Every few months this would happen, and our parents would find us in a room upstairs with the wall barricaded, or find us at the park trying to contact her parents for friends' houses. Cops were called multiple times and never any proof of a break-in. Once in a while, this thing would choose a room in the house to terrorize, and one of us kids would sleep on the couch for a month. Our parents never asked why or gave our torture much thought. I attempted suicide again when I was 12. This time I passed out and had a nightmare of 3 black-coated vampires standing at the foot of my bed. I remember a photograph taken where what looked like floating blood was splashed all over the bathroom. Remember, at age 9, I was home alone and the TV turned off by itself. I could see a shadow move from the light projecting behind me, so I turned around and saw a little girl with curly brown hair and white nightgown run from my room to the next. I don't think it was actually a little girl, but a disguise of something darker. And TVs would always turn off and on in that house, but was always ignored. When I was 12, I was watching TV lying down, and all of a sudden, blood spilled out of my mouth. No cuts, no nosebleed, just inexplicably a mouth of blood. It had to have been sitting face up for a nosebleed or a cough to push up blood in my mouth. Before we moved out of the house, I was calling for my dad and looked downstairs and I heard his voice behind me. So I called to him and turned around, but no one was there. But this voice kept talking and it moved right past me. I ran, looked for help, and realized no one was home. I moved out at age 13 and finally knew what it felt like to sleep. As I can recall, I never really slept or felt rest or peace until I was 13. I could describe growing up like how I imagine being born and raised in what a prison is like. I probably would have turned out better in a prison. Now, I'm grateful for my peace, and I know that I can survive hell for the most part. I know there's a hell, and therefore, no, there's a heaven. And a few kind souls show me mercy in those days, and I consider them angels. I know good people exist and peace exists. I will continue to help others like me who need help healing and processing what happened to them. There needs to be resources and help from people in these dark situations, and to erase the stigma of getting help for paranormal traumatic events. I'll keep going and keep fighting for the light. Well, that's a dark one, but
God, that's depressing.
But very honest, and I think
it made me so sad.
Yeah,
it wasn't just a dark paranormal thing. It's mm-hmm. like the parents and everything. Like yeah. There was no happiness at all for this poor person.
It makes me wonder sometimes, you know, there'll be certain areas, certain neighborhoods, certain cities, or towns or villages where you drive through and you can just tell there is nothing good happening here. And there's like a feeling to it. There's a darkness that, and you can see it in the people's faces that you see that are living there and going through their own hell. And it makes me wonder about places like that, where if at some point it's changed and let's say something picks up, something gets better, and then those homes are reused again and fixed up, and there's new families that go in and Many years have gone by. Are a lot of those places then likely going to have a lot of ghosts or negative? I mean, that when you see things like that, it makes you wonder. It makes you think. I mean, especially when in some areas where we do see some of that going on, where some areas and neighborhoods are getting spruced back up and people are getting pushed out. But you can tell that a lot of folks have been through some really hard, horrible times in those places. Now, how much are those places amped up and ready to be just hotbeds of hauntings?
Yeah. Well, you wonder too, when it's something really dark and evil like that, could happen. Now, I don't know the situation of the home life and the parents and the siblings and all that, but that a really dark presence in your house could certainly affect people and how they act.
Yeah, almost like a cycle.
I don't know if that's the case.
That's part of the point too, where sometimes you wander through some places and go, how on earth is anybody living here? Or so then you see kids and it's just like, how? Like, how is this better than like the bridge in some cases? Because it's like, what on earth? And it makes you wonder, obviously, there's a lot of, mental health problems going on. There's a lot of addictions and things that are going on that probably are the answer to these many times. But it makes you wonder, though, too, with all the darkness and all the horrible things that people are struggling through, it doesn't make it then a hotbed for negativity to just feed off of those people and make it that much more difficult for anybody to get out of that situation.
Yeah. And that person has an unusual memory too, because I think he or she, I'm not sure, mm-hmm. Said had memories from birth and nightmares, remembering really, can't even talk but have a nightmare sort of thing. And then it is interesting that you could have that kind of memory, because a lot of people who experience trauma don't have memories of it. Yeah. Like you wipe that stuff out. And so that's, and sometimes being able to not remember it is kind of a blessing. Mm-hmm. I think that's why you don't remember it, because it was traumatic and you don't want to keep remembering it.
Yeah.
So then that's a whole nother piece to that. It's like, because he or she remembers everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to move out at 13. I have so many questions about this person. Where did you go? Who took care of you? What did you do?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just all worried about that person.
It sounds like quite a difficult life that they have lived. But thank you for sharing experiences with us here on the show. If you have more, we'd love to hear them. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. You want to share your real ghost stories with us, or you can also write in anytime at realghoststoriesonline.com. Let's go to another caller. Hi.
Hey, guys. My name's Cliff. I live in Kansas, and I'll try to be quick as I can here. I'm kind of bad at telling stories, but just want to say I love you guys, Tony, Harper, and Carol. I love listening to you. I actually maintain a graveyard during the summers, and I'm out there cruising around on my mower or whatever I'm doing, and I'm listening to you guys. Strangely enough, nothing's ever happened out there. I've been out there at night by myself, and I've never seen anything. It's a pretty big graveyard or cemetery. This story is really my son's. He told it to me a couple of years ago, and he's 12 now, so he's still a kid. But he told it to me a couple of years ago, and the instance had actually happened a couple of years before that. We moved into this house around 2018, and this is when it happened. He told me in 2020, we were watching a show. I remember we were watching some kind of TV show, and there was an old lady's hand on the show, her arm or something. I don't know. Can't remember exactly that part. But he pointed it out, and he goes, "Hey, Dad, that looks like that arm I saw, a couple of years ago." And I'm like, what arm did you see? What are you talking about? I had no clue. But he acted like I was supposed to know. And just real quick, I want to preface with, he's not a very imaginative kid. He's an amazing kid. I love him. And he's smart and he's funny, but he doesn't he's not really imaginative. He doesn't tell stories. He doesn't, you know, haha, I tricked you. He doesn't come up with anything like that ever, honestly. But yeah, he's like, Dad, that arm, you remember that? And I'm like, no, I don't remember that. So he goes back and he tells me, you know, a couple of years ago when we first moved into this house we'd bought, that he was in his room one night with the door shut, as he does, with the lights off. He had a little bit of light coming through from the yard light. And his bed was up against the wall. And at the head of his bed, kind of on that wall, the opposite wall, is a dresser. And he said he woke up and he didn't know at first why he woke up, middle of the night. And he realized it was a sound that woke him up. And I'm not very good at sound effects, but it was kind of a... kind of like something being drugged across something. And takes a few seconds to wake up, make sure he's actually hearing what he's hearing, trying to figure out what it is. And he like looks, kind of cocks his head up toward the top of the room or whatever, the where the dresser was, because that's where it was coming from. He kind of figured it out, and he kind of just turns his head at first, and he said that he could see something moving, but he couldn't tell what it was. It was kind of dark, like I said, and he just woke up, you know, you're kind of blurry. He kind of rubs his eyes, and he kind of then moves his, he said he moves his whole body, kind of cocks his whole body up on his elbows, you know, that steps up a little bit so he can turn his head more towards the front of the room. And this is almost unbelievable, but I believe my kid, because he's never told anything like this before or after. He says the sound is my flashlight. I had a metal, I still have it, a metal flashlight that, like I said, we just moved in, so I guess I'd had it out for something, but it was sitting on his dresser, and it was spinning, it was like a light bulb side down on the dresser, and it was moving in a circular pattern, just a small inch or two circular pattern, dragging around and around in a circle. And what was moving that was a disembodied arm. It took me a second to register, but he said it was a disembodied arm. He didn't say disembodied, but like most of a lady's arm was holding it, gripping it, and it was, she was spinning this flashlight on his dresser. And he said that he looks at it for a few seconds and kind of like tries to understand what he's seeing. And I asked him details. He ended up jumping up after a few seconds and just bolting out of the door to us in the bedroom. And he didn't even wake us up, which is funny because he didn't want to get in trouble for some reason. He thought he was going to get in trouble for waking us up. But he said the lady's arm had a grip on it, and it was an old lady. He said it looked like his grandma, which she's in her 90s now. So it was kind of, you know, vascular. You could kind of see through it, he said. He's like, it was kind of transparent. It kind of faded off near past after the elbow. Like there was a joint there where there was an elbow, and it kind of just faded behind the dresser, kind of. But there's no room behind the dresser, so he remembers being really confused by that. And you could see, like you said, kind of like an older lady's veins through the skin, all the way through the whole arm, kind of. And he said that the arm, like I said, the arm kind of disappeared behind the dresser, and she had fingernails. She had these, he remembers specifically the fingernails were like a lady's nails, kind of like almond tipped. They weren't super long, but they were almond tipped, very specific. He doesn't know anything about women's fingernails, but they were like almond tipped, kind of to a point. He didn't say that, but I had to show him pictures, and he's like, "That's it." And it was just kind of an almond tip, kind of comes to a tip, not a very sharp tip, but a tip. And, yeah, he said it was kind of purplish or bluish, and he doesn't know if that was because of the light through the, you know, the mini blinds, how it was hitting the lady's arm or what it was, but he said it was kind of a bluish color. And, yeah, it was moving the flashlight for whatever reason in a circular pattern, making a scraping noise, and it scared him. He then ran out of the room and jumped in bed with us, he said. And he says he thought he told us the next day, but I don't recall anything about this. And that was it. And he's never seen anything else before or after. I've never seen anything in the house. We did find out later that an old lady did own this house two people prior. She was the one that her husband actually built it. And she passed away. I still haven't figured out if she passed away in the house or not. But it was an elderly lady that was one of the previous owners, one of the original owners. So I don't know what that. It really boggles my mind. I have no clue where to go with that. Just bizarre. One other thing, real quick. Things have happened in this house to me years after that instance in 2018. Probably, I can't remember if it was before or after he told me the arm story, but. He and I were in, I'd woken up in the bedroom, my bedroom, and he was already up. It was like a Saturday. He was already up in the garage where we have a computer. And, I'd woken up, kind of late, around 11 or something. And, I got up, and to go out of our bedroom, you have to walk past a chest of drawers, an old one too. Don't have rollers on it. It's just an old wooden one somebody built, like one of my wife's grandparents or something. And it's hard to, you know, pull open and close because it's wood on wood. Again, there's no rollers, no grease, no nothing. You just kind of and pull it open. And it's full of clothes of my wife's, really heavy duty. Anywho, that's important for a reason. So I walk past the dresser. I walk past everything, go out, find my kids in the garage. And I'm like, hey, you know, it takes like 30 seconds. I'm like, hey, do you want something to eat? It's almost noon. Have you ate yet? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, let's get some pizza cooked up or something. I was like, well, let's go find something, you know. I was like, come follow me back into the kitchen, which you kind of walk past the bedroom when you come back through to go to the kitchen. And I was like, come back in here and we'll find something to eat. And he's following me, and I stopped because I noticed through the bedroom door, the second drawer of that dresser was pulled completely out and was set on the ground about 2 or 3 foot away from the dresser itself. It scared the crap out of me. That the dresser, like I said, was full of clothes. The drawer was. It probably weighed 30, 40 pounds. I mean, it's pretty heavy. And it was a good 2 or 3 foot or so away from the actual dresser itself. And it was set on the ground. Only me and him in the room, in the house. And it scared me bad enough that I found my pistol and I cleared the entire house with him behind me, you know, to make sure he was safe because I had to rationalize it. I'm assuming there was somebody in my house, but everything was locked. All the windows were locked. The security camera showed nothing. I don't know how that happened. I don't know where to store it in my files in my brain. You know, I don't know what to do with that. Anyway, there's a couple other smaller things that happened to my wife. She had somebody blowing her ear once. And these all happened months apart. Like, it's not like, you know, we're just like, oh, we're spooked and we're making this stuff up. Like, it'll go months and months and, you know, there's nothing will happen. And then these little things will happen. And sometimes we can explain it away, but I can't explain the drawer being out like that. It wasn't like that when I walked by initially, like a minute before. Anyway, that's my story. Kind of long-winded. I'm sorry about that. I love you guys. I'm going to keep listening forever. And you guys take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
What's your thoughts on all that?
Well, there's some creepy shit that happens in that house.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing with the arm and the flashlight. And it's just so random because he's like, yeah, that looks like that arm that I saw in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And Dad's like, what arm? Well, I told you about it. And that's the kind of thing I think you would remember. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine being at breakfast. You know, you're sitting there eating breakfast and Harper goes, yeah, Dad, last night there was this arm in my bedroom and there was a flashlight. And it's you would remember that.
Well, my response usually is, okay, honey, we'll talk about it later. I got to go do a show.
Right.
And
honey, I don't talk about ghosts with just unless we're recording, we're not talking about ghosts. Honey, it's work. We're not bringing work to the breakfast table.
In fact, honey, the only time we're going to talk now is if there's a microphone in front of us.
Even better.
My dad started requiring us to broadcast every moment of our life.
Well, honey, that's what Instagram's for too.
Be a fun therapist conversation for her later in life. Yeah, that would that'd be a little weird. Although people do that. That's how, yeah, it's just.
But that story about the dresser drawer, too, is equally as creepy.
Yeah.
Because that's not something that just pulls out on its own, you know.
Yeah. Like,
that's really, really strange.
Dresser drawers, for the most part, I mean, unless there's nothing in them and they're just really well greased, that's about the only time they kind of come out on their own. Other than that.
Yeah.
There's stuff in there. It probably hasn't been greased in a while, and it's more of a struggle sometimes just to get them open versus them like, oh, look at this one that's really got to kind of shake and rattle around to get out. It came out. No big deal. Like, no, that's not a pressure change.
That was
change.
Just creepy.
Yeah, without
creepy
a doubt.
Stuff.
Without a doubt. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, become an extra podcast person. Sign up through Apple Podcasts and take a 3-day free trial, getting access to all the EPP bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. It's all there for you, or through ghostpodcast.com or Patreon. Those links there at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.